Now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Mullarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. Several guests visiting with us today. Matt McCune is here, the president of Butler Downtown. We'll talk to him in just a second. But also later on the program today, several guests from the upcoming Butler Little Theater production of the Dixie Swim Club. It opens this weekend and then runs all next week and next weekend too. And it's a show that I'm not familiar with, so we'll meet some members of the cast and the director as well. A little bit later, I'll tell you all about that show. But right now, let's say hello to Matt McCune. Matt, good to see you. Nice to have you back with us again.
Great to be here, Dave, as always.
You are currently the president of Butler Downtown.
That's right.
Have you just taken over?
January 1.
Top job.
That's right.
Some folks will know what Butler Downtown is. Some will not. I guess we could best categorize it as a revitalization organization,
That's right.
I think, yeah, for the downtown. But it's strictly volunteer these days, right?
That is correct, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 100%.
At one time, several years ago, there was some government funding, state funding, I think, but that is now gone. So you have to just kind of press on with volunteers. But you have a lot
of them,
don't you?
Yeah. Board members, there is 11 of us.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some folks who are also just volunteer on a strictly volunteer basis.
Yeah, not necessarily business owners are connected with the downtown.
Right.
They're just interested in the city.
And we'll take anybody if you have the will, if you have the want, we'll find something for you to do.
Well, there are some new businesses since the last time we talked a few months ago in downtown Butler. We should talk about those. One is a new pizza place.
That's right. A couple places I actually like to frequent myself.
Mm-hmm.
I consider myself somewhat of a foodie. The pizza place, Max Brick Oven Pizza, I have been there one time, passed it many times. Like the, it does fill up several blocks with its smell coming from that building.
I have noticed the wonderful aromas when I, one time I parked, it's on East Jefferson Street, by
That's
the way.
Correct.
It's right across from the new hotel, the Marriott Spring Hill Suites.
Yeah, good location there.
But you don't have to be right up next to the building to smell some of that pizza aroma, yeah?
No, that's true.
That's called Max, is it?
Yes, Max.
Mm-hmm. And that's recently opened, but there's a... There's a pasta place that's relatively new as well downtown.
Yeah, Butler Penny, which would be on the corner of Main and Cunningham.
Mm-hmm. How long will we be able to say, right across from the old Troutman's building, and everybody will know what we're talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Really? You don't remember the Troutman's store?
No, I do. I have no idea when that closed, but I know that that building is the old Troutman's building.
Mm-hmm.
So when people refer
you know,
to that.
That's a good question,
it was a little before my time.
I don't know when it closed either. It was a long, long time ago. Of course, it's the building's still there, and it's a very popular motorcycle warehouse these days.
Am I right? Was that the only building in town that had an escalator, the first one that had an escalator, or something along those lines?
It didn't have an escalator, but it had an elevator.
Maybe that's right.
And actually, you've jogged my childhood memory. At one time, and I'm talking when I was a little kid, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years old, it was not a self-service elevator like we have all over the place today.
Mm.
It was actually an operator.
Okay.
So you would, when the elevator would come to your floor, there was a person in there who would open up the doors, and you would get in, and then that person would close the doors and ask you what floor you were going to. I can remember that very vividly as a kid.
That's it. Modern technology taking jobs away from people.
I guess so. Well, anyway, across from what used to be, long ago, the Troutman's building. That's where the Penne, is that the name of the operation?
Penne, that's right.
Which is pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know who runs that? Who
set
that
up? Bill Atkinson from the Chop Shop. It was another project of his that he was finally able to get open, and very good. Pasta of the day every day, penne plus something else. Several options. You can mix and match various ingredients, various sauces. They do have some sandwiches and other various items there too.
I'll have to stop in there. I haven't been there yet.
Highly recommended.
I like pasta. Who doesn't like pasta?
This is right up your alley.
Whether you're Italian or not, you gotta love pasta. The last time that we got together, by the way, I need to get you a little bit closer to that microphone there. That's Grant. The last time that we had a chance to chat, and as I say, I was a few months back, there was something called a revolving loan fund or something. Is that still open? Are there still funds available there for downtown businesses?
Yes, there are. There's money left in that fund for us to loan out. We do have a couple of pending applications, but I would encourage anybody who is a business owner or a property owner in the Main Street area that if you do need a loan, I would submit an application. We'll see if we can't help you out here.
Are there restrictions on this? Must it be used for certain things?
Yes. So there's a geographical restrictions. It's got to be anywhere from north to south, from Wayne up into Penn Street, and then between McKean Street and Washington Street. Mm-hmm. So in that corridor.
Okay.
This money can be used for various things, land or building acquisition, soft costs for legal work that might need done, engineering, if you need some architectural work done, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
You can use that money for that. But also hard costs such as demolition, construction, remodeling, mechanical issues, HVAC, things of that nature.
How do people apply? Can they do that through your website or Facebook or something?
What
or?
They'll want to do is contact the city office. Okay. There are applications down there.
Okay.
To get the and the guidelines to get things started.
It's at the city building.
That's right.
Yeah. And we're talking with Matt McCune. He's the president of Butler Downtown. There was and it wasn't a Butler Downtown event, but this past Saturday the Carved in Ice Festival, sponsored by AM Rotary, happened downtown. Had a big crowd.
Yes, it's been very successful throughout the time that they've been doing
it. I think this was the fourth year, I believe.
Sounds right.
Third or fourth, anyway.
Sounds right, yeah. It was a wonderful event. As always, I didn't make it down until a little bit later in the day, but my dad is in the AM Rotary. He was down there all day. He said that they were satisfied with the with the attendance.
Mm-hmm.
The weather cooperated, it seemed like.
Yeah, the rain held off, and it was the forecast was for quite a bit of rain, but it held off until mid or late afternoon.
Yeah.
So
the majority of the time slot seemed like it was favorable weather.
Well, even though, again, it wasn't a Butler Downtown-sponsored event, anything that brings people to the business district is good stuff,
yeah.
Right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, it's what we're looking for, to bring people downtown. It's the center of our community. It should be that way. And we also have, Diamond Park is such a nice usable space. And I'm glad to see that throughout the year, it is utilized for the various festivals and parades that we have.
Mm-hmm.
The winter time, people don't make it outside too much. I'm glad to see that we were able to fill those months to bring people down to attempt to not only celebrate the city, but also try to bring people down to patronize the businesses down there that they might not have an opportunity to in those winter months as they just spend time at home because of the weather, the cold, etc.
It's nice to have a park in the downtown area. Not all towns do. Now, Diamond Park is not huge, but it's a nice resting place,
Yeah.
Got some benches, some trees, a fountain.
My office is right on the diamond. So, when that first nice day in the spring, around lunchtime, you go outside, there's people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
On the benches, eating lunch, walking around, sitting on the cannon.
Yeah.
That's usually kids. Adults get a funny look whenever that happens.
But that's also where we have a lot of the memorials and monuments for various service personnel who've served overseas in a variety of conflicts. So it's a special place, too.
It really is. You
know, for the downtown. Hey, there's a new project. It concerns street art. I don't know whether it's still in the discussion stage or whether it started. Tell us a little bit about that. First of all, who's behind the street art project?
So Butler Downtown board member Dorothy Calvert is spearheading this street art project, which is it's going to be real fun. I'm excited for it to get off the ground. And it is, I would say, that still in the discussion phases, but, mm-hmm. but things are moving. We have some locations that we're hoping to utilize. And this street art, some people, pictures and ideas are available on the internet. I'm sure people who surf the internet have seen this before. The idea is, a good example is, you know, a gas meter that might be in an alley, painted to look like a flamingo or a crab,
mm-hmm.
Something
mm-hmm.
along those lines. A manhole cover that might be on a sidewalk or in an alley, painted to look like a fried egg with a spatula painted on the driveway there, the road, on the asphalt.
We can have some fun with this,
yeah,
can't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Bring
and
a smile to people's faces.
The opportunities are really endless. So the folks that have creative minds. I am not one of those people, but you know the artists of the world can look at something and really anything is a canvas. So that's the kind of that's the general idea here.
Well, Dorothy Calvert would be one of those people. She's an artist. She along with her husband on the brushes and bar stools.
That's right.
Space in downtown Butler. Dorothy and Lance were on the program here a couple of years ago, when they were just starting up their brushes and bar stools. So that would be fun.
Yeah.
You don't see that everywhere. I've seen pictures of it in magazines and so on. I think it would be kind of nice to have some of that once in a while downtown.
Yeah. Some Easter eggs around, around town for people
mm-hmm.
that are walking around.
Yeah. Suddenly you step onto a sidewalk or turn a corner and there's a surprise. There's
right.
a hidden Easter egg.
Yeah. Hey, that gas meter's painted like a flamingo. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, know how much these aren't hidden Easter eggs, but I'm talking about the murals that were painted on several buildings downtown a couple of summers ago. When the people came in, those artists came into Butler for 5 days and just painted like crazy.
The Wall Dogs.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the name, the Wall Dogs. Those murals are fantastic.
They really are.
Yeah.
They really are.
I have a couple of favorites. I don't know. I like the one if you're coming up McCain Street, South McCain. There's a woman who works in a soda bar painted on the side of one of the buildings.
Yep.
And just when you're coming up that little hill there, you can't miss it. I mean, that's a good. They're all good, really.
I'm kind of partial to the one that's on the old Tier Garage. It's the Pullman Standard on with the railroad car on it, because my grandfather worked at Pullman
mm-hmm.
Back in the day.
So there's a nice one downtown. It's on the side of the. The pizza shop. Oh gosh, I can't think of the pizza shop.
It's Pizza Joe's, the Cooper's Cabin.
Yes,
yeah.
Cooper's Cabin. That almost looks like a painting,
right.
You know, like an oil painting you'd mm-hmm. see in a museum or something.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, at any rate, look at how well those have been received.
Right.
And what a great impression that mm-hmm. makes for people who are visiting Butler, coming driving through town for the first time, they see all those murals. They say, "Wow!"
And probably the one that sticks out the most to me, I think, is the one that's on the side of Butler Brew Works. If you're heading south, you can see it very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the side of Jefferson Street, and I do think that those have really added to the aesthetics of the Main Street area. And while this street art project won't stick out quite as much, I think it really will help with the aesthetics of the main street as well, on top of being just something cool to go out and find and stumble upon.
So anybody that has some ideas, you're welcome to submit them, I guess. Huh?
Yes, absolutely. If you happen to stumble across something that you think might be a good idea, feel free to reach out to us, myself, Dorothy, directly. You can reach us on our Facebook page. Probably the best medium to get a hold of us with those ideas.
And this won't be a one-shot deal. Hopefully, if it takes off, you'll be continuing to create these little street art Easter eggs here and there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping that this is an ongoing thing for several years. I think this is something that will need to materialize organically. And as long as we keep having good ideas, the property owners who are willing to allow us to do it, and the volunteer artists who want to paint it, we'll keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. For Downtown Merchants, you had something that tied in, did you not, with the Carved in Ice Festival last week?
Yeah, we did sponsor a fun event card. It was much like a bingo card that families could participate in. The various activities, they could present this card and get a stamp and enter to win a gift card from the AM Rotary.
And I would imagine as the weather warms and we get to spring, it's not all that far away now, March 20th, right. I looked it up, that's first day of spring.
Almost there.
Yeah, well, after tomorrow's March, yeah. But I would imagine as the weather warms, you'll be having more of these promotions and events downtown, right?
Hoping to.
Mm-hmm. You have several committees within your volunteer organization, one of which deals with promotions and events, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What if somebody's interested in becoming a volunteer or helping out with Butler Downtown? What do they do? I guess go to your Facebook page, right?
I would say that's the best way to get a hold of us. Social media these days seems to rule our lives, some for the better, some for the worse. But you can reach us on Facebook at Butler Downtown. You can also call our office at the City Building, 724-256-8900.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Matt McCune. He's the president of Butler Downtown. The Center City project now complete. It took a while to wrap it up, but that's not uncommon with projects that involve federal and state funding, because sometimes that's not there all at once, and sometimes you have to just be patient and wait a little bit, and we did, especially for the new tier garage and the hotel. But my, what an addition those have been to the downtown.
Good things take time.
That Marriott Spring Hill Suites Hotel is gorgeous.
That is.
I'm sure that many of our listeners have driven by it but not yet been inside. You ought to take a minute and go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Even the lobby is gorgeous.
Yeah. Pass it every day. It does did a good job of taking up that two-block space.
Mm-hmm.
But glad we're there.
And very convenient to have another tier garage right next to it, which you can use even if you're not going to the hotel. You can use that to park downtown. So that's very nice. The first time I was in that hotel, I was pretty much gobstruck. I had no idea it was going to be that luxurious inside. Yeah. It's like being in a resort somewhere, something like that.
I would think that at least for the last couple of years that such a nice hotel would pop up in downtown Butler.
And I understand that, it's been doing very well.
That's what I hear.
There were a lot of people who, they were kind of doubting Thomas's, I guess, when they heard that there were plans to build a hotel downtown. And I said, listen, the Marriott people don't do this on a whim. They do business models. They run studies and so on. And if they don't think it's going to be profitable, they're not going to build it.
Right. They're not just looking at a map and throwing a dart, though.
No, absolutely not.
A hotel there.
But it's done well. And this is one of the, I guess Marriott has And I didn't know this before. They have kind of like different levels, you know, starting like with a budget hotel. But this is a Spring Hill Suites, which is kind of the upper level of Marriott. And it shows when you go inside.
Yeah. Yeah. Glad to have it.
I still think that even though there are a few storefronts that are empty right now, that happens in any business district from time to time. I think Butler downtown is pretty healthy overall when you compare it to cities of similar size here in western Pennsylvania.
I would agree with that, and I can say I work downtown every day. I've been at Conlon Tarker now for a little over 5 years.
Yeah, Matt's an attorney, by the way, in case you didn't know.
That's right. So I walk, you know, downtown quite often, walk up and down Main Street quite often. And since I've gotten there, I've seen a lot of new businesses open up, and a lot of those businesses stay open, you know, for 5 years and seem to be doing well. It's good to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, gosh, we appreciate you stopping in, and please do come back.
Okay.
I'm sure, as we said, when we get to warmer weather, there'll be lots of events and promotions going on downtown, and we want to help you publicize them.
That's right. Well, I appreciate it, Dave, and keep an eye on our Facebook page.
That's right, and keep an eye on that calendar. Spring is not too far away.
That's right.
Butler Downtown is where you want to go. They have a nice Facebook page, a lot of information on there. Matt McCune is the president of Butler Downtown, visiting with us today. Okay, coming up, we'll take a quick break here. We want to pause for a couple of minutes. We're able to schedule an interview with Dr. Jonathan Jagged, who has a quick update on Parkinson's disease, a little bit about it, a little bit about the latest treatments and so on. We'll chat with him in just a moment or so. And then still later on the program today, guests from the upcoming Butler Little Theater production of Dixie Swim Club will join us. So stick around. Much more to come here on the It's Your Turn program for a Wednesday. We'll be back to talk with Dr. Jonathan Jagged right after this.
Do you have missing teeth or wear dentures? You may have heard of or are considering dental implants. Hi, this is Dr. Bob Todd of Butler Smiles Dental Care. There are many options available with dental implants, and making the right choice can be confusing. I have been placing dental implants since 2004, both full-size traditional implants and small diameter or mini dental implants. There are indications for both, but more and more we are using mini dental implants in a variety of innovative ways. They are easier to place, causing less discomfort, are less costly, and can frequently be used immediately after placement, allowing you to get back to eating the foods you like or smiling again right away. Traditional implants typically have a 4-month healing time before they can be used. I invite you to call our office at 282-7774 to schedule a free consultation to see if mini dental implants are the right solution for your dental problems, or visit us on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Listeners, coming up on the next segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR, I'm Dave Malarkey. We're going to get an update on Parkinson's disease. Two guests join us via the telephone today, Dr. Jonathan Jagged and Darren Kander. Nice to have you with us, folks. Let me start out by asking you, Dr. Jagged, about Parkinson's disease. Just what is it? Is it neurological? Is it a muscular disease? Is it both?
So this is clearly a disease that affects the brain. It's one of the most common neurodegenerative diseases we deal with in medicine, affecting 1 million people in the United States and 10 million people worldwide. So it's a, you know, it's a big problem. This is a disease, as I mentioned, of the brain. This is a disease that produces profound symptoms as it relates to movement. A lot of the things that we take for granted throughout the day that affect patients with Parkinson's disease, including, you know, slowness of movement, inability to move, resting tremors, difficulty with walking, muscle rigidity, all of which when combined together produce profound negative impact on quality of life. Initially treated with medication, typically a multitude of medications, and over the course of the disease you start to require increasing doses of the medication. The medication needs to be taken more frequently and becomes less effective. So we're talking today, right, about deep brain stimulation, or DBS, a fully FDA-approved treatment option for those patients where the medication is no longer helping them.
Let's talk a little bit with a Parkinson's patient. That's Darren Kander. Darren, how long since you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in 2012, but the symptoms started in 2008. Yes, and this is a process that took quite a while to get to this point. 2013, I was still in Germany where I lived. I had to quit my job in 2008, which I was working as a security personnel for the Department of State. 2012, as I said, I was diagnosed. 2013, came from Germany to here. 2015, I went and started different processes, and basically I had to choose what was right for me, what procedure. And I met Dr. Jagged and his colleague, Dr. Luca. And eventually they gave me some ideas what was out there in the market in 2000 and told me to come back in a couple more years. 2018, I went back, which was last year. And we set up an appointment. It took about 6 months to get to that point, and the surgery was done. During this whole period, I was going to different amounts of tablets. It went from 9 to 11 to 15 to 34, which is insane. Eventually, after the procedure, I'm now taking 4.5. I'm trying to get to the point that I don't take any at all.
Dr. Jagged, can you tell us a little bit more about DBS, doctor?
Sure. So, you know, I think the way I like to explain what this device is and what it does is it's very similar to a cardiac pacemaker. Most patients, most of your listeners know what a cardiac pacemaker is. Very few of them know what a deep brain stimulator is, but they're pretty much the same technology to some extent. It requires placement of a generator under the skin in the chest. Two electrodes or leads or wires, however you want to put it, are placed in the brain, similar to the wires being placed in the heart. And Parkinson's disease really is nothing more than, in my opinion, an arrhythmia of the brain that's producing movement problems. And by implanting these wires in the appropriate location precisely and delivering electrical current to these deep areas, you're essentially resetting that arrhythmia. And by doing so, you're improving the quality of life of the patient by diminishing the movement issues that they're dealing with. Now, again, this is not a treatment for all Parkinson patients. Not every Parkinson patient's a candidate. We take a great deal of time to select the appropriate candidate based on their symptoms. And in Darren's case, we implanted a Boston Scientific Vercise deep brain stimulator system, which is one of the newer devices on the market and offers a lot of technological advances, including directional stimulation. It's packaged in a smaller device so that from a patient's perspective, aesthetically, that it's more appealing. And so, as he mentioned, we implanted him. It's a relatively minimally invasive process. It takes about a night stay in the hospital, go home the next morning, and you see usually an immediate response once the device is turned on or activated.
Can Parkinson's disease show at any age? Is it generally an older age condition, or can it happen to anybody?
It can really, I mean, you know, you see here in Darren's case, I mean, Darren is a young, vibrant guy. I mean, so this can happen really at any age. You know, most people think or associate it with older age, but it can happen in young people as well.
Final question. Our time begins to run short. Doctor, is there a place where people can get more information about the deep brain stimulator?
Absolutely. Boston Scientific has a phenomenal website. It's DBSandMe.com, as in deep brain stimulation and me.com. This website offers a multitude of information, including patient videos showing what they were like before surgery, how it's changed their life or impacted their life in a positive way after surgery, talks about the symptoms that would make you a good candidate for deep brain stimulation. And so I highly recommend anybody suffering with this disease get on the internet, do their own research, don't wait for your doctor, find out about your options. This is one of them, and it works well if you're the right candidate.
Dr. Jonathan Jagged and patient Darren Kander, thanks very much, folks. Nice update. Thanks much.
Thank you.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo. everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight-up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich, no. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back, got some good advice there. Information on the latest research into Parkinson's disease with Dr. Jagged. We have several guests with us on the next segment of It's Your Turn. And if you're joining us a little bit late today, that's fine. Nice to have you here. A lot of folks do. They get in the car, turn the radio on. Who's on with Dave? Well, actually, I'm the luckiest guy in the world right now because I'm here in a studio with four beautiful women. How about that? Lucky me, huh? These are all cast members or staff members of the upcoming Butler Little Theater show, which opens this weekend. It's called the Dixie Swim Club. Let's say hello. I'm going to go around the table here. First of all, hello, Marianne Snyder, who's directing this show. Marianne, good to see you.
Hi, Dave. It's great to be here.
Show opens this weekend, right?
Correct. Friday. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Friday night. Also with us is, actually several members of the cast now, Terry Schultz. Terry, good to see you.
Hi, Dave. Good to be back.
Sis Fleming, a friend of long standing. Sis, how are you today?
Dave, it's always great to see you.
And a friend of no standing because I've never met her before. That's Indy Hyde. Indy, nice to see you as well.
Thank you, Dave. It's good to be here.
I am not familiar with this show at all. So, Sis, let me start with you. Dixie Swim Club. What's a thumbnail sketch of this show? What's it all about?
Well, it is about five friends who met in college, and they have been together for the past 40, 50 years. Every year they get together for a weekend vacation, and it just, you see them go through the dramas in their lives, and you see them help each other through all of their different things that they have to deal with. And, you know, they're just like ordinary friends. They have their good times, they have their bad times, but at the end, they are always still there for each other.
Terry Schultz, how many women are there that get together for these long weekends?
Well, there are five of us. So we all get together, and let's see, we have Dinah, Lexi, Cherie, Bernadette, and Jerry Neal. Those are the names.
My engineer tells me I must make sure that all of you get close to these microphones, as we got so many people in here. We want to make sure that we can hear everybody. Indy, which character do you play? Which one of these women do you play?
I play Cherie. She's kind of like the team leader, that kind of corrals these guys and makes just shouts at them all day, basically.
These women were, they all met in college, am I correct on that?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. They were on a swim team together.
Okay. Is it an imaginary school, or do they name which school? It's in the South, I know that, right?
Yeah, at Nag's Head.
Pemberton.
Pemberton, yeah, that school is, yeah.
Is that an actual college, does anybody know, or is that fictional?
I don't know. I never looked that up.
Sounds like a small town in England somewhere.
It does.
I don't know. Were you the leader on the swim team, or?
Yes, I was.
Like the captain or something?
The captain, yes. Mm-hmm.
And what about you, Sis? Which one of these women do you play?
I play Dinah Grayson, and I am a lawyer, and I seem to have a lot more success in my career than I do in my personal life.
Mm-hmm. So this play takes place X number of years after you've all graduated from the swim team?
Yes, so I believe that it starts in the about the mid-80s. Yeah, and then it goes on until modern time.
Oh, really? So do you age then as we go through the play? You're older as the play goes on?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
So each of the scenes, I guess, would like concentrate on one particular long weekend when you got together? Is that how it breaks down, Terry?
That's correct. And we take a little snippet of their life at the time that we arrive at the beach house, and then we deal with the issues that are in our lives at that point in time.
Where's the beach house where you all gather in August?
The Outer Banks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Outer Banks.
A lot of folks from Butler go there, I guess, mm-hmm. on vacation. I've never been there myself. Always looks pretty when I see the pictures on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the set, Marianne? Does it all take place within the beach house, all in the same place?
It does all take place within the beach house. And we don't use a curtain, so when everyone enters the theater, they're going to feel like they are at the beach, because Paula Slummer, who is just an amazing artist, has painted the back wall for us. And honestly, when the lights are on it, you feel like you could just go and dive in.
Oh, really?
And in addition to that, Art Black built our set. It was designed by my sweet husband, Rue, and he has pretty much decorated it. But Art built it with help from Glenn Bittner and Eric Bell.
Oh, I can't wait to see the beach painted on there. Is it painted right on the psych wall, the cyclorama?
Yes, it is, and she does magical work. It's beautiful.
Two acts? Is there an intermission?
Yeah, there is an intermission. There are four scenes, and part of the challenge with this show is the fact that it is four scenes in four different decades. So our props department is extremely busy making all the changes that are necessary during these transitional times. And we've been very fortunate that we have BJ Oshie and Allison Therese heading that committee, and they're just doing a wonderful job. But it's very challenging.
So four scenes in four different decades.
Correct.
So the play then covers a span of, gosh, it must be 30, 40 years.
They start out at 44, and then they go to 49, and then they go to 54, and then they go to 77.
These are the ages of the women,
Yes. Yes.
Well, I guess they would all be about the same age since they all swam together.
Exactly. And interestingly, they are pretty much all the same age, so it's really a very, very nice group.
Mm-hmm. There are other people in the cast, right,
Stephanie Kogel is in the cast, and Amy Dittman.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have a dream cast.
Well, I know both of those women. They're both very talented actresses.
They're wonderful.
Yeah. As everybody here is. Except I can't speak personally for Indy because I haven't seen her before. Have you done theater work before here in Butler, Indy?
No.
Really?
I've never done theater.
Well, for goodness sakes, what drew you to the Butler Little Theater then? I think it's wonderful. You know, that's what community theater is all about.
I know. It was just something that I felt drawn to, that I wanted to try. We didn't have it in high school, so... Mm-hmm. I never had the opportunity, so I auditioned and was pleasantly surprised. It's been an awesome experience.
Have you found it to be, I always find this when I'm doing a show, you really bond with the people that you're on stage with over a period of 7 or 8 weeks that you're rehearsing?
Absolutely, and these women are so, so kind and have just taken me under their... arms and have helped me along and encouraged me, and they've just been such a pleasure. And Marianne, I can't say enough about her. She is just amazing.
So they've been pretty nice to you, huh?
Yeah, so far.
Wait wait till you get the surprise whenever during the run of the show they do something to you.
I know.
Dave, you gave it away.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so I've everybody at the theater, they're new to me. Everything is new. The people, the stage, everything.
So what do these women talk about when they get together for these long weekends, Sis Fleming? Their lives, I assume some of them are married. I assume some have kids.
They talk about everything. They talk about their kids, their husbands, their jobs, their romances, their finances. They talk about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Food. Beverages. They talk about it all.
Would this be billed, Terry Schultz, as a comedy? I mean, is that, how do you describe it? Or a human comedy? Or
I think it is a comedy. There are a lot of great lines in it. There are a lot of real touching moments to it as well. But I think it's something that everyone will enjoy. It's just one of those kind of plays that, you know, make you feel good and you can relate to all the characters.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is women who are aging gracefully through the decades, talking about their lives and their marriages and so on. I suppose probably not suitable for youngsters, right?
Oh, I think that...
No problem with kids going?
We don't get into anything in depth.
Okay.
You know, that it would embarrass or, you know, anyone or, you know, have children ask uncomfortable questions when they get
home. You won't have to cover their eyes or ears, I guess.
No, I don't think so.
I'm trying to think of a show that I saw quite some time ago. In fact, the Butler Little Theater did it, that had a theme like this. Oh, it was called Same Time Next Year. Anybody know that show? Same Time, Marianne, you know it? And it was it wasn't a group of women, it was a couple, a man and a woman who met every year for a weekend somewhere. I don't remember the details of it. It was also a film after the stage play.
It was a film. Alan Alda did the film. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And it has its similarities. They do meet at the same time every year, but there are five of them. No men involved, other than conversation-wise. And it makes it kind of nice. They can totally be themselves.
Okay. I need to get that mic a little closer to you there, Marianne, to make sure people can hear you. No, that's okay. Just keep my engineer happy.
Absolutely.
anybody know how we discovered this play? There's a play reading committee, of course, at the Little Theater that decides what the playbill is going to be.
There is a play reading committee. I was just telling Indy about that before. And I happened to be on it for 2 years. And when we read the Dixie Swim Club, I just immediately fell in love with it. I mean, it was about women, it was about friendship, aging, the beach, all things that are near and dear to my heart. And so we presented it at a play, what we'll be doing another one for next season later in March. And everyone really loved the short snippet of it that we did that night. And initially, I had hoped to produce it, and through a series of events, I ended up directing it, and I really couldn't be happier.
Hmm. So that's how you finally select the plays? You have some possibilities, and you do a little reading of them or something?
Yes, we do. We, of course, we're looking for five plays every season, and we present eight or nine. We don't want to make it too difficult for the board of directors to narrow it down. So the committee presents those, and then at the next board meeting, they vote on them.
I was looking at looked up this play online because I was absolutely unfamiliar with it. Apparently, it's written by two or three people.
It's written by three people, yes, which is interesting. That seems like a lot of collaboration.
I don't know how you'd get three people together to write a play. Wouldn't you be arguing about lines?
I would think that you would be. And interestingly, they did come up with a great idea. They don't put many stage directions in their work. So we have a lot of freedom to do what we wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, it all takes place in this cottage, I guess.
Correct.
Or condo or whatever it is.
It's a beach house.
Okay.
We refer to it as a beach house.
So you have limited space to move around, I guess.
Right. Huh? Enough, though. There is enough.
Does it take place in the summer, the winter?
It takes place in August.
Okay.
And, and I guess one of the things I wanted to mention, which people may be surprised at, I chose, not to incorporate Southern accents into the play, even though it is a Southern play. The theme of the play is so universal that it could be set anywhere. And when we started out, I just had to make that decision immediately. And being a first-time director, I just chose to make it basically no accents so we could focus on the play itself and not be...
Sometimes that's very difficult when you have, in this case, a cast of five. Because, first of all, everybody's an amateur. Not everybody's good at accents. I can certainly tell you that I'm not very... Every time I try an accent, it comes out Japanese. It doesn't matter what I'm trying to do. So I can sympathize with that. But sometimes in amateur productions, it's a little uneven. You know, you might have somebody that's really good and somebody that isn't, and it's kind of jarring, you know?
Right. They never really had the opportunity to demonstrate to me because I made that decision early on not to use them.
Yeah. And sometimes a deep Southern accent's a little hard to understand anyway.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Indy, I'm sure you were pleased that you didn't have to learn a Southern accent to do this show, huh?
I think that's what made Marianne's decision not to.
Oh, that's not true, Indy.
Well, it sounds like you've had a heck of a lot of fun putting this show together.
Oh, definitely.
That's for sure. Hey, we'll take a break. I think we have one more break, do we not? One more break. The Dixie Swim Club opens this Friday at the Butler Little Theater. It's day after tomorrow. So I'll tell you a little bit about tickets and some other stuff, too, when we come back. Later this week, we have City Hall later this week. What else are we talking about? Oh, tomorrow, we have some Slippery Rock University students here who were recently in Peru. What were they doing down there? Well, we'll find out on tomorrow's program. Back to talk more with our guests from the Butler Little Theater here on It's Your Turn on WISR right after these words. Hi, this is Dave Malarkey. I'd like to talk to you for just a moment here about the good folks at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here at Butler. What a great job they do to help those who are less fortunate in many ways. They operate the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank, of course. They have their St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Store in the Greater Butler Mart and their Client Aid Program. And the Client Aid Program helps needy families or individuals, you know, maybe with help on a heating bill or a rent payment at the end of the month. Client Aid. And that's funded through the operation of the thrift store. So you can help by donating items that you no longer need or want to the thrift store. It's very easy to do. Drop-off bins are right inside the door. You can use the container outside. They're located in the Greater Butler Mart. So think about it. Next time you're cleaning the closet or the upstairs, instead of throwing that stuff away, why not donate it to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler? We stand tallest when we stoop to help others.
Pittsburgh commuters, are you tired of sitting in traffic while wasting all of your money on parking fees, wear and tear on your vehicle, and gas? Butler Transit is a commuter's choice from Butler County to Pittsburgh. BTA's chartered buses offer free park and ride locations, onboard Wi-Fi, and charging stations, and real-time bus location technology. Stop worrying about traffic, detours, and downtown parking. Catch a bus at a location near you. Visit butlertransit.com for daily schedules, mobile ticketing, and a stress-free commute.
Enjoy the Butler County Symphony Orchestra and cinema this Saturday night as the symphony presents Safety Last. The orchestra will be performing music to accompany the 1923 silent film Safety Last. Harold Lloyd's iconic movie follows the adventures of a country boy trying to find success in the big city. Tickets are $25. They can be purchased at the symphony office on the Diamond downtown Butler or online at butlersymphony.org. It's Safety Last this Saturday night, 7:30, Butler Intermediate High School Auditorium. We're talking with several cast members of the Butler Little Theater show that opens this weekend, the Dixie Swim Club. The director of the show is also with us, Marianne Snyder. Marianne's been involved in community theater for quite some time in a variety of capacities, right?
A variety of capacities, yes. Started in high school, which was quite a long time ago. We won't go there. But yes, I have enjoyed it very much. I particularly love stage managing. I love producing also. I just love getting to know the people. Working with the cast is wonderful. I had no idea how wonderful it could be, though, as a director.
Mm-hmm.
They're so... They listen to me, Dave. Can you imagine? They listen to me.
Well, if you're the director, they better listen to you.
I know. I guess I just wasn't prepared. It's just so overwhelming.
Who are some of your other key staff members?
Well, I guess I would have to say the most key staff member has been Marietta Carney, who has helped us in a multitude of ways. And starting next week, she'll be helping with props as well. Glenn Bittner designed my lights, which he had never done before, and I'm delighted that he did that. I already mentioned my husband, who has done multiple tasks. Bob Craig, who I adore, is my stage manager, which worked out to be a wonderful situation because oftentimes the stage manager holds book throughout the rehearsal process. Bob was not really able to do that, which is where Marietta and Steve Fogel shared those duties. but now Bob is there every night, and I'm delighted. He's running our sound, and he's the stage manager.
Mm-hmm. Takes a lot of people. Many playgoers may not realize, Terry Schultz, how many people it takes behind the scenes to make a production work.
Oh, they all make us look so good. I mean, they are always running. They are always asking what we need. I mean, we could not do it without all of us together. It's fantastic.
You've done quite a few shows over the past decade or two at the Butler Little Theater. Obviously, you enjoy every once in a while getting up on the stage.
I do. This one has just it called my name. I said the other night, I just don't want this play to end because I have made some of the best friends that I've really ever made in my life. It's been fantastic.
Talk a little bit about the character that you play.
Well, the cast likes to call me Sexy Lexi because that's basically my character. She is one of those people who has been married time and time again, and she's trying to grow old with flair. So I guess that fits Lexi. Not necessarily me, but definitely Lexi.
So she loves marriage many times over, huh?
She does.
So she talked a little bit about your character before, right?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Who is, what's the name again?
Dinah Grayson.
Forgive me for not being able to keep all the names straight. I've got five people playing five different women, and plus they start out in their 40s and end up in their 70s. If you're watching the play, it won't be confusing.
Right. Yes. Like I said, I'm a lawyer, and I am very good at what I do, but in my personal life, I have issues. Apparently, I can't find a man and keep him. For some reason.
Well, you need to get together with Lexi here. She's got more than she knows what to do with.
That's true. That's true. Get her cast offs or something.
What about your character, Indy Hyde? Does she have personal relationship problems as well, or has it been smooth sailing for her through her life?
Actually, she's kind of golden. She has a husband and children, and she's very organized, very happy with her home life. She loves her friends, though, and she just would dawdle over them constantly if they would let them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she is a homemaker, I suppose. I don't think she has an outside job.
Well, she works at the Y.
Oh, does she? I work at the Y.
Maybe as a swimming instructor.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I do have an assistant. Well, you know, this is the first time for me. Let me restate that.
Sis, what about you? You've been involved in theater for many, many, many years, since I've known you, at least.
Yes. Well, I got involved back in the 80s at MTG, and then in the mid-90s, I got involved with Butler Little Theater. I've been on and off since then, but the past few years I've been doing a lot.
You know, it's a good time to mention to people who are listening. You know, if you've ever wanted to get involved in the theater, you'd always be welcome at the Butler Little Theater. It's all volunteer. But it's an opportunity to meet new people, make new friends, have fun, and put on a show, you know? And if you're a newcomer, you'll be welcomed, as Indy has been.
Absolutely. It is so much fun.
Sounds like she's got the bug. I think she may be back. Maybe back.
Whether she likes it or not, she will be back.
Sister Terry, had either one of you heard of this play before it was announced? Were you familiar with it?
Well, Marianne had asked me to help present the show whenever they were... The play reading committee had chosen it. And so when I read it, I fell in love with it. I just absolutely loved it because I find myself in that exact situation. I have friends. There are a group of five of us, and we've been together for not as long, but still, you know, probably close to 20 years.
Yeah.
And we try to get together as much as we can. And, you know, we'll have girls' nights together where we'll just stay at someone's house and just, you know, have fun and talk and
and everything. And it just touched so close to my heart that I just had to do this show. And I am just so happy that Marianne cast me in it.
I think a lot of women who are actors, even at the community amateur level, when they see Terry, you see a show that's five women and no men, your eyes kind of light up. You say, boy, that sounds like something I could get my chops into. Huh?
Well, actually, that is what inspired me. I saw that there were auditions, and as soon as it was talking about friendship, and again, as is said, and Indy, you know, we're all of the same age, and so we're dealing with those issues. So that kind of called out my name, and I had never met Marianne, and she had never met me. So it was kind of neat to meet somebody that I hadn't seen yet in the theater. So
I always like a comedy that has a little bit of a message to it, you know, some poignant moments every once in a while. It's nice to laugh, and it's nice to, you know, be a little wistful once in a while and say, that's real life stuff. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit. Slide that microphone over to Marianne Snyder there, directing. Ticket information, you can get tickets in any number of ways for the
you
Butler Little Theater.
You can get tickets in any number of ways, Dave, and I really encourage people to do that very soon. We are, I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to jinx it, we are very close to selling out for opening night.
Wonderful.
And that would be just extremely exciting, needless to say. Sunday is looking very much the same. I'm noticing, and I'll tell how to do this, I'm noticing as I look through the guest list, many people are coming more than once. So that's exciting. And you can buy tickets online at our little theater website, www.butlerlittletheaterblt.org. And even an easier way is if you happen to be on Facebook, everything that is posted on Facebook has a link for tickets. And you click on that and you're immediately at our ticket link. You can also call the theater between 7 and 9, Monday through Friday, 724-287-6781. Mm-hmm. But please, please do it. Please come and see our show. You're going to love it.
Old school. If you still want to do it by telephone, you can call between 7 and 9 in the evening.
Well, the neat thing, though, we are a little updated, Dave, because they don't sit at the theater anymore. We forward the calls to the home of whomever is taking reservations. So now they just stay at home and do it, and they don't have to come and sit at the theater.
You're getting way ahead of me on this, really.
Aw, Dave, come on.
Really? No, I do it online anymore.
Perfect.
That's the easiest way, because you can actually look at the seating chart and pick your seat, pick where you want to go.
Oh, I love doing it online because then I can look in every hour and there's more tickets that have been sold, and that's exciting.
And if you've never been to the Butler Little Theater before, it's aptly named. There are only 7 rows. So even if you're way in the back, you're only 7 rows from the stage, and all the seats are good seats. Well, listen, obviously you have had great fun putting this show together. And it sounds like it's going to be a great show to see. I'm anxious to see it. I knew nothing about it when I first heard that it was on the playbill. It sounds like great fun. Opens day after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Friday, March 1st. Turn your calendar and we'll be there.
Yeah, are you going to be ready to go day after tomorrow?
Oh, we're ready to go today. We're being reviewed tonight, actually.
Oh, you have invited audience tonight?
We have a small invited audience, and the reviewer from the Butler Eagle will be there tonight, so we're ready.
Okay.
They are ready. I'm done. My work is done.
Well, break a leg, and I will see you there. I don't know whether I'm going to come multiple times or not, but I'll see you there. That's for sure. I don't want to go overboard here.
Pun intended.
On tomorrow's program, as I mentioned earlier, we'll have some Slippery Rock University students who recently spent some time in Peru, of all places. Never been to South America. Anybody here? South America? No. Me neither. So we'll find out what they were doing down there. We have City Hall later this week. We thank our earlier guests, Matt McCune, the president of Butler Downtown, Dr. Jonathan Jagged, who gave us an update on some of the more recent developments in treating Parkinson's disease. And we certainly thank our guests from the Dixie Swim Club, Indy Hyde, Terry Schultz, Sis Fleming, and Director Marianne Snyder. I'm Dave Malarkey. Program note, no Penguin hockey tonight. Did you hear that game last night on WISR? I was on the edge of my seat. Penguins beating Columbus. We'll have Penguin hockey again in a couple of nights when they visit Buffalo on Friday. Meantime, hope you can be with us tomorrow for the Thursday edition of It's Your Turn right here on WISR 680 in Butler.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.